Well, Ricky, first target for the season achieved, mate.
Yes.
Not a bad day.
Yeah, pleased. You know, we set 48 at the start of the season. We've seemed to be in and around it for a long time, haven't we? And I'm delighted that we've managed to get the 3 points today and meet that first target. So, you know, I'm delighted. That's guaranteed our safety at this level for next season now. It's been a great effort from everybody. You know, I'm really pleased we can now really enjoy the remainder of the season, and we'll, myself and Jack will have a sit down and we'll have a look at the remaining fixtures and see what we think is a realistic target, and then set them a little, you know, set them some goals for the remaining fixtures of the season.
That's certainly what we need to do. We can't just let it drain down, can we? And with the cup final to look forward to, you need to keep up the momentum.
Yeah, of course. Look, the good thing is, Nigel, we've got a group of players that want to win. They want to win every game. You know, they all share the same views as myself, that they don't want the season just to peter out, and you know, they're determined to finish the season on a high. They're determined to finish as high as we can. You know, we're still in a scrap for, you know, anything really from 17th up to just below mid table. So, you know, we want to finish as high as we can. We want to get as many points on the board. The players do as well. You know, I think today's performance epitomised that. You know, they showed a real determination to see out the win, and you know, full credit to them.
Yeah, real battling commitment, because Dorchester weren't a bad side.
Yeah,
but we defended well, didn't we? Very well.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the first 15 minutes. I was really impressed with the way that we started. I thought we dominated that opening period, and it was important we got the goal when we were on top, and we did that. The last 20 to 25 minutes, you know, I thought we took our foot off the pedal a little bit. I think the players psychologically felt it was going to be an easy afternoon, and when you do that and you lose sight of what you've been doing to get you the success in your performance, we allowed Dorchester to get back into the game, and I don't think that was necessarily anything down to them improving their performance. I think it was us down to dropping our own standards, and we spoke about that at half time. You know, the second half I thought we defended well. You know, we had the Liam McDevitt chance, the Danny Kelly chance, the Dubio Bonner chance. We should have had a penalty in the first half, that's fact. So, you know, we just, again, lack that second goal to kill the game off. And that's what we've done in recent games, where, you know, the Kettering game, looking back when we were on top, we needed to score the second goal and we didn't. We conceded late. And today, again, we didn't kill the game off with those opportunities. And then, you know, we got away with one at the end, really, didn't we? The lad missing at the far post. Yeah. So it could quite easily have ended 1-1 in a game where, in terms of clear-cut chances, we dominated. I don't think there was too much between the two teams over the course of the last 75 minutes. You know, box to box, I thought it was a very even game. Unfortunately for us, that didn't affect our goal. And we didn't take our chances. But and I think the performance lacked a little bit of maturity. I think it lacked a little bit of game management. I thought our decision making was poor, and you know, that's one thing that we have struggled against the teams, certainly in the bottom half of the table. You know, the games at home, I look back at Cirencester, Cinderford, Kings Langley, Hayes and Yedin, you know, games where we've not really performed as well as we can.
Yeah.
And then you look at the performances away at Kettering, away at Froome, you know, those games against the teams in and around the top half of the table, we've been very, very good.
Yeah.
So that's something that we just need to look at, try and establish why and then improve. But you know, we've got another really exciting fixture Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Against Hitchin, you know, and we're looking forward to that, and I'm hoping we can put in a good performance and try and take the 3 points.
We'll be good. Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Cheers.